The playwright Edward Albee created iconic characters in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf and in his other works. They were often argumentative, even obnoxious. The heroine of Albee's last produced play is now dominating Washington's Theater J. Here's more from NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great American sculptor, Louise Nevelson.
She enters, gorgeous in her extravagant, dramatic clothes. Ropes of huge beads, loose tops with vivid patterns, head wrapped in a scarf, and eyes you can't ignore. It's the lashes. Fake. Fur.
Sable. I am wearing two sets right now.
Susan Rome plays Nevelson.
I think that Louise is fascinating and enormous and inspiring, but I bet she was absolutely exhausting to be around.
Here's what the real Louise sounded like on CBS TV, inspecting places where a sculpture of hers might be located.
If the other sites, if you will excuse me, are ugly and they stink.
Outrageous. A Jewish kid from a shtetl outside Kiev who grew up in Maine and became one of the most important sculptors of the 20th century.
She created her work. She created herself.
Director Aaron Posner.
So everything is true-ish and fictional-ish and complicated and multi-layered and multi-leveled and multi-shaded.
Louise Nevelson fascinated her good friend Edward Albee, considered the top playwright of his generation. He wrote this play about her 20 years after she died. He called it Occupant. Why? When she was dying, visitors swarmed her hospital room. She protested.
She said, I don't want my name on the door like that. Well, what name would you like to have on there, Louise? And she said, Occupant.
The play is a ghost story. Nevelson comes back from the dead to defend her legacy. She's interrogated by Mann, a nameless interviewer played by Jonathan David Martin.
He holds the place of all the men in her life, in a way. She's in a world, especially in the mid-20th century, in the art world, that was very male-dominated.
And there was sculptor Nevelson putting together pieces of wood.
I was wandering around one day.
Again, Susan Rome as Nevelson.
And I saw some wood lying in the street, discarded stuff. And I said, oh, that looks nice. And so I cut it at home and I put it in my studio.
Next day, same thing. She spotted more wood.
Broken chairs, banisters, flat pieces, anything. And I'd collect it.
Filled her house. What to do with it?
And suddenly I knew. Why don't I stand it all up? Make it vertical.
And then paint it all black or all white, some gold, like abstract totem poles. They made her famous after decades of oblivion, a nervous breakdown, rejection.
She was well into her 50s before things began to really click for her.
She became a superstar with pieces in the major museums and friendships with major artists and musicians and writers like Edward Albee. Occupant director Aaron Posner imagines what drew Albee, an art lover who also spent years in oblivion, to write a play about her.
My own surmise is that he saw himself in Louise Nevelson in many ways. Great artists, big egos, lots of complexity.
Big and gorgeous and crazy, Albee called her. Nevelson, who spent her food money on art supplies when she was young, who had a breast reduction in her 70s, Albee writes, they got in the way of her work. Eventually, it all paid off. In 1981, by then well-known and reveling in it, she was asked,
are you often recognized when you're walking down the street or
you bet your sweet life I am.
Edward Albee's Nevelson play, Occupant, is at Washington, D.C.'s Theater J until December 8th. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.